90.3 867 1190
Near FM.
And welcome back to the second part of the show with me, your host Carl Fenlon. Now joining me in the studio we have Paddy Ryan, who was here to talk to us about a variety show in which he is helping to raise funds in aid of motor neuron disease. Good morning, Paddy, how are you?
Good morning, Carl.
So can you tell us a bit about this variety show that you're doing?
Yeah, it's a variety show featuring a DJ plus the a cappella fellas, which I'm involved with in Baldoyle, and I do an Elvis turn myself, and it's basically to try and raise funds for motor neuron itself.
And how did this idea kind of come about? Was it something that you've experienced firsthand, or you got the idea from just in general?
Really, well, first I suppose it was Colm Murray, really. I knew Colm quite well. I wasn't a personal friend of his or anything like that, but it was terribly difficult to watch him. And a couple of years ago, brother-in-law, I had to watch him die of motor neuron, which was quite horrific, and it was really brought it home to me to try and do something to raise awareness and maybe some funds, you know. So that's what we're doing, Carol.
And obviously it's for a good cause as well, so it's anyone really who kind of suffers from motor neuron disease or MND, as a lot of people would know it as. And as you said, it's a variety show, and you're even doing an Elvis impersonation.
Yeah, I do that myself, yeah. Getting a little bit old for it, but I think I can handle it.
Sure, you can never be too old to do a little Elvis gig anyway.
Maybe this is my farewell tour, but I hope it'll bring in a few people anyway.
So, you're saying they're hopefully bringing a few people. Where is it? Is our having the venue?
We're in the main hall in the race course in Baldoyle itself. It's quite a big location, you know, and we're hoping if we could fill it. It takes a few hundred people to get it in, so hopefully, fill it. So we're hoping we can get them in and raise as much as possible.
And would you normally get a lot of people in for these events?
Oh, they're quite well. They're normally well. They look after if you know what I mean. It's a good venue. The race course, there's a wide spectrum of people around there, and they're all fairly genuine and generous people.
So I think a lot of people will be looking for kind of some of the more important details. So when can people expect to see this? When would it be on?
The show is on the Friday the 25th of October, starting at 8:30, and there'll be lots of spot prizes, etc., and that should be a very enjoyable night for anybody that likes to come, and hopefully they will come. It's a tenner.
So is it they have to pay on the door, or can they go up in advance to us?
Yeah, I've got quite a few tickets printed now, so anybody that wants tickets, I'm sure you'll give them my number. Or else they can ask in the race course itself at the bar.
Well, I'll be able to get the number off you there, so the people will be able to text you to get some tickets.
Certainly, Carl. It's Paddy Ryan, as you know, and it's 087-163-7083.
So that number is 087-163-7083.
That's correct.
So you're talking about that a person that you knew had motor neuron disease, unfortunately, and ever since then, do you think it's kind of made you more aware as to how motor neuron disease affects people's lives in general, or were you kind of always aware about it?
Not really. I don't think terribly. Not enough people are aware of it. I was asked recently, will I undergo the test in James's Hospital, and I took some time out to do that. A couple of hours each time, where they put a kind of a cap on you and wire you up to a machine, etc., and get you to do all sorts of different bits and pieces of things on the computer and stopping and starting and do all sorts of to see if you can be of any. I don't know what way to try and work it out, but I'm sure it's research, and they asked me if they could use the data. By all means, if I can be of help in that respect, you know, and I hope other volunteers will come along and do the same for them, you know.
Yeah, so there is obviously a big cry out there for people to try and help them find out better research for the motor neuron.
Very much so, Cara, very much so. You know, it's still unknown, you know, they're trying their best, and basically they need more money to try and pay for research on this absolutely dreadful disease, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, because it's one of them things that you don't really want, even as the saying goes, you wouldn't wish upon your worst enemy?
Oh no, like I said to you, I had to watch my brother-in-law, and it just took him from a lad that was really healthy and climbing mountains down to the very, it just took over his whole body, and that was it, you know. Yeah. And it didn't take too long, I was quite wrapped with him.
I know, but still, even then, probably watching it is just...
Oh, dreadful yeah. to have to watch, you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, 25th of October.
Yes, that's right, Carl.
And where again, just to verify the venue for the people, because we know what, sometimes our listeners kind of forget, but it's always great to reiterate for them.
It's in the main hall in the race course in Balldial.
So, Balldial race course in the main hall.
Yeah.
And that's, have you any other information about it as to what people can expect on the night?
Well, like I said to you, we'll have a variety. We have a DJ there. We'll have Paul G doing some singing, etc. The a cappella fellas, which I'm involved with myself as well. They're a very, very good group run by Jimmy O'Byrne, well known in the area. And like I said, I'll be doing my own Elvis impersonation, and hopefully that'll go.
So you'll be doing an Elvis and an a cappella as well?
Yes, absolutely, Carl, yeah.
So the folks have twice to look forward to you and their beautiful singing voice.
I hope they don't get round off me, so I don't think so. I think everybody will enjoy the show, and they usually do.
I think when it comes to a good cause, people aren't really too picky when it comes to who is playing that, because they know everyone's there for the same reason, to help raise funds for such a good cause.
Yeah, I believe, and they're quite generous people around Balldial itself, you know.
Oh yeah, you can't go wrong as well.
Yeah.
And so before, I don't want to keep you too long because you're probably a busy man, especially with this going on coming into the last few days of it. Is there any kind of other information you'd be able to share with us, or is it kind of more like some hush-hush for the moment?
Not really, Carl. However, you know, if as many people as possible could get involved, obviously to buy tickets, that would be the best thing, fill the hall on the night. And if, you know, more people might volunteer to go in for the tests and far more than, you know, itself, like it'd be nice, you know. So make more awareness of it, and maybe they might find out something about it on the research, you know.
That's grand. And that number again, people, is if you want to get in touch with Paddy about getting a ticket, is 087-163-0783, and it is in the Balldial Racecourse on the 25th of October.
Right, Carl, just to reiterate that, it's 087-163-7083.
Yep.
You have that?
I do indeed, and it's the Balldial Racecourse in the main hall on the 25th of October.
That's correct, Carl.
That's great. Listen, Paddy, thanks very much for coming in and taking some time out of your day. I can only imagine what you'd be doing if you weren't here, probably making sure everything goes smoothly with this.
Please God, Carl. Please
and
God.
And of course, we'll reiterate the phone number and the contact details for Paddy later on the show before we wrap it up. But thanks very much for coming in, Paddy, and taking some time out of your day.
Thanks for having me, Carl. I much appreciate it.